Ben Franklin Technology Partners of Central and Northern Pennsylvania invests in early-stage innovative technology and small manufacturing companies in Pennsylvania. By partnering with local and regional economic, political, educational, and other partners, they find, mentor, fund, and support the most promising business opportunities. Here's Ben Franklin Technology Partners Regional Director and Portfolio Manager, Brian Slaywin.
The Ben Franklin Technology Partners portfolio of innovative technology and small manufacturing companies features startup and scale-up companies from across the 32 counties in northern and central Pennsylvania. On today's 5 Minutes with Ben, we're welcoming Justo Hernandez, co-founder and CEO of Glacier Scalp Cooling, a portable AI-powered scalp cooling device that provides patients with the freedom and flexibility within their daily lives to prevent chemotherapy-induced alopecia. Justo, welcome to 5 Minutes with Ben.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
So, would you please explain the pathway that it took you and your co-founder, Evan, to get to where you're at with Glacier Scalp Cooling?
Yeah, so this all started back in undergrad at Gannon University. Evan had the idea in his junior year to really develop or see this problem within the cancer space. So it wasn't until senior year he proposed this idea to be a project for students to join. And I was just lucky enough to be put onto that project to work with him, Evan, and our other co-founder, Alyssa, to work on this device and take it to where we are now. So leading up to this, we won the Beehive Showcase that senior year, and we were given 6 months rent-free at the Erie Tech Incubator, where we had Brad and Kathy really help us lay out the milestones that we need to achieve and reach to make this a actual company. And then following that, via Ben Franklin, we received $10,000 as a pre-seed fund, where we're able to create a working prototype that can be used for benchmark testing.
And so you came in to my office a couple months ago, and I got to actually experience Glacier Scalp Cooling on my own head. You're actually doing that with a number of people testing your product before you seek FDA regulation. How's that going?
Yeah, so our goal is to reach around 30 total people for a benchmark test, so 15 men, 15 women, just to show that our device is capable of reaching temperatures to prevent chemotherapy-induced alopecia. And for our results so far, we've had all but one or two test results show that we can reach that temperature. The people that didn't reach it, they actually chose to withdraw to the study just due to cap tightness and cap fit. But overall, our results have been very promising.
And so you're at the very beginning stages of building a company. So what does success ultimately look like for Glacier Scalp Cooling?
Yeah, so for success for us, in the context, I guess, of like 20 years from now, we really just want to see patients using our device on the go, at the parks, in public areas, really ultimately outside of the infusion center and being able to take control of keeping their hair during such a difficult time. In terms of short-term goals, success is really just getting a device to go through the FDA approval process, and having our device on market within a couple years would be a really success for us.
And Justo, how can people reach out to you and learn more about Glacier Scalp Cooling?
Yeah, so we are on LinkedIn, Glacier Scalp Cooling, and my personal LinkedIn profile on there is a good spot to connect with me. Just type in my name in the search bar, just connect with me. I'll accept your request and then be happy to set up a meeting time with you there.
Awesome. So it's Justo Hernandez, J-U-S-T-O, Hernandez, and Glacier Scalp Cooling on LinkedIn. Last question, Justo. What's the one short piece of advice you'd give to somebody thinking about starting their own business?
Yeah, so I got this from one of our mentors, and it's really listen to everyone, but follow no one. There may be a lot of people telling you your venture isn't going to succeed or the idea isn't just there, which has been the case for me where I've been told my ideas weren't good, what they might not have been. But ultimately, if you believe in yourself, the work you've done to prepare yourself for this moment to start the business, believe in yourself and do it.
I love that. The thing that we say at Ben Franklin all the time is that the main job of the CEO is to separate incoming signal from incoming noise. And you've been very successful doing that at Glacier Scalp Cooling. Justo, thanks for being on 5 Minutes with Ben.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. It's a really great opportunity for us.
And we'll see you this same time every Friday at 12:25 p.m. on Money Radio WPSE. And if you'd like to learn more and talk about your big idea and maybe get a $10,000 pre-seed investment from Ben Franklin, all you need to do is contact me through our benfranklin.org website or on Twitter at Ben Frank Brian. Thanks again for joining us on 5 Minutes with Ben.
Brian Slaywin, Regional Director and Portfolio Manager, Ben Franklin Technology Partners of Central and Northern Pennsylvania.